we strive to make sure that when they leave here, that they are prepared for working chairside in a dental office.
The main difference that I've noticed in their dental assisting program compared to the other ones I've experienced is that they teach their students and they give them more of a hands-on, real-world experience.
It really becomes very family-oriented with your patients and with your team members that you work with, and so it's a very special experience.
98.7 Chat Tech, where 98.7% of our students earn a career. On today's episode, we'll explore the dental assisting program with those who are involved in it. We'll talk with the faculty, students, and an employer who will get you to the root of the program. Now, let's meet our guests.
My name is Michelle Peets. I am Program Director of Dental Assisting at Chattahoochee Technical College.
Michelle, as we start here, can you tell us about your job as the Program Director?
So I actually started the program for Chattahoochee Technical College. It is a dental assisting program. So what I teach students to do in my year-long program, it is three semesters, is all about dental anatomy, oral health care, and how to assist a dentist in repairing a tooth that might be damaged, or if you have no cavities and a wonderful, healthy, clean mouth, how to maintain that throughout your lifetime.
And isn't dental assisting really important for people's health?
You're very correct. We find that there are over 100 diseases that have an oral manifestation. So the dentist might actually be the first person to identify a systemic disease with a patient. It does affect your heart. The same bacteria that causes buildup on your teeth is the same bacteria that causes buildup on your arteries. And so we talk to students about all of that, how to talk to patients about that, how to recognize that there might be something going on and bring it to the dentist's attention or answer a question a patient might have about something, translating from dental speak to layman's terms, and then how to assist the dentist in restoring a mouth to a healthy, happy, functioning mouth.
What exactly do the instructors teach?
So we cover everything. We start with head and neck anatomy so that you learn all of the vital parts of the face and oral cavity. We do microbiology and infection control so you know how to stay safe in the work environment and keep your patients and coworkers safe. We do oral pathology. So we talk about diseases you can identify in the mouth and medications that might be used to treat it, all the way through every procedure done in dentistry. So it is a very comprehensive program. Along with hands-on skills, you actually go out and work in a dental office as a dental assistant to sort of take that classroom knowledge and speed it up into real-world time.
Hi, my name is Pamela Holden, and I'm an adjunct dental assisting instructor at Chattahoochee Technical College. I'm basically the lab instructor, so I teach all the lab skills to the students.
And you run the lab. What does that mean?
The lab is set up just like a dental clinic. Dental chairs, patient chairs, dental assisting chairs, and then the operator chairs for the doctors. We have all the equipment that you would use in a dental office. And basically, my job is to show the students and teach them how to work efficiently and work as a dental assistant chairside.
Are the students working on mannequins or on real people?
Yes, we have what we call typodonts, and they're attached to our chair. So it's like a mouth with a rubber face attached to it so that they learn how to work inside of a mouth. But at some point in the program, they do transition and start working on each other as patients so that they know what it feels like to actually be in a human being's mouth.
Hi, my name is Dr. Reza Alamzada. I'm a general dentist and I practice in Canton, Georgia. I've been practicing dentistry for 20 years.
So what's your relationship with Chat Tech?
I'm a member of the Professional Advisory Board for the Dental Assisting Program, and I've been involved with them for over 3 years. We pretty much kind of oversee the curriculum and give advice as far as, you know, courses and training that's been presented to the dental assistants and help support the program director.
We'll talk about money in a few minutes, but first, I hear dental assistants are in high demand right now.
Yes, absolutely. There's definitely a shortage of dental assistants, and as more dental practices open up in Georgia, there's going to be even more need for good dental assistants.
Is there a difference between this program and other schools' programs that you've noticed?
Absolutely. Over the past 20 years, I've had the pleasure of working with plenty of dental assistants, some of them from the other programs, and most recently, a few from ChatTech. And the ChatTech program is very thorough, very hands-on, and it's actually the best dental assisting program that I've ever experienced over the past 20 years.
It sounds like ChatTech is giving the students at least a six-month head start.
Yes, absolutely, because they already know how to work with equipment and how to do chair side. So their training is not just didactic. They do a lot of hands-on clinical training, a lot more than the other programs. So when they get to offices like mine, they're already, like you said, 6 months ahead. They're already prepared. They already know the basics, and we just got to teach them a few things. And after that, they're good to go.
Do you hire ChatTech students, and do you recommend them to your colleagues?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been involved with the program for the past 3 years, and over the past 3 years, we've pretty much hired all of the externs and interns that we've gotten from the program. So absolutely, I highly recommend hiring the dental assistants that come out of that program.
We've heard from the administration. Now let's hear from a student.
I'm Tyree Smith. I do dental assisting the program at Georgia Technical College.
What was the reason you enrolled in the dental assisting program?
Well, I used to have braces, and when I have braces, you got to go get checkups frequently. So every time I go, the dentist who worked on me, she would just always say how fun it was and how she got through it was cool easily, and it got me interested. So I went to ChatTech for it.
What did you have to do before you enrolled in the program?
I was doing dental assisting at ChatTech, but before you got to do your pre-classes, like your math classes and things like that. So I was always at ChatTech after high school, but I just started taking the program this year.
How has your experience been so far?
I love my instructors. They're very funny. My classmates are also pretty cool, too. We do a lot of hands-on stuff as well, so it never gets boring.
Is this program a good match for your personality?
Yeah, I like to talk to people. Like, I'm very communicative. Like, outside of school, I just like having conversations. So it's not too big of a change for me to talk to somebody.
Tyrese, as a student, what's unique about the dental assisting program?
Yeah, I said earlier about the hands-on stuff. We do like actual like composites and restorations. We have like fake teeth we work on. So we're actually doing stuff that Apple dentists do inside the office. So it's a lot of fun.
And what about finding a job? Are you getting help from ChatTech?
Actually, next semester, they're helping us do externships. And we're going to be doing that the entire semester from January to May. And then after that, we're going to do another externship during the summer. So two separate opportunities to find a job.
Is there anything you'd like to tell a potential student?
It's a full-time like program. You got to devote a lot of time to studying and memorizing, but it's also pretty fun too. So if dental assisting is something you want to do, you should do it. Just be prepared for like the work you got put into it.
Back to you, Michelle. Let's talk about the classwork. How much is book work and how much is hands-on?
So my students do online classes twice a week. So there are lectures and different things they can do from home, because I do know that adult learning is different than high school. I know people have jobs or other responsibilities, family obligations, and so even other classes they're taking. So I've structured it where you can learn from home 2 days a week on your own time, and then come to lab, and we're in lab all day long, 2 days a week. So we try and take what we've learned in lecture or from the reading or whatever activity is planned for that week, and then put it into real-time practice in the clinic when the students are there.
For someone who may have a family or limited time, how is this program user-friendly?
COVID did us the favor where we had to push everything online for social distancing, and we just found that students really kind of needed or wanted that experience. Some of my students still have some classes they need to take for the college. And so it really does give them the flexibility to be adults and to be able to maintain a certain balance in life. But it's just so important that the students understand when it's time to be in class, it's time to be in class, because that is the time we have together to put all of this knowledge into application.
Pamela, what should incoming students know about the program?
Well, first of all, they want to have a love for dentistry. They have to be interested in it. If you come into this program because it is a fast-paced program, you won't be able to keep up. And especially if it's not something that you're interested in. We, in our program, Ms. Pizza and I, we strive to make sure that when they leave here, that they are prepared for working chairside in a dental office, that they have the skills that they need. But it's up to the students to make sure that they have good attendance and they show up for class so that they're able to receive those skills.
Seems like you can't just skate through this program, can you?
Right, exactly. It's very accelerated. And so they have to keep up. They only have to come to class on campus 2 days a week, but the other 2 days are online. So they have a lot of other classes that they have to do, homework they have to turn in, tests that they have to take. So they have to be very disciplined as far as staying on top of all of that, even though they only have to come here 2 days a week.
Dr. Alamzada, what's a ballpark figure about starting pay?
So, I mean, and you know, every practice is a little bit different as far as starting pay, but roughly, you know, it's anywhere, you know, on average is around like starting pay is about $14, $15 an hour. And you start as kind of a, like a, almost like a junior dental assistant first. You know, a lot of offices, they bring you in as an x-ray tech first, and you kind of move up the ladder, like a regional back office trainer. And I've had a lot of dental assistants to become dental hygienists or become office managers. So the dental assisting is that stepping stone to start your career. And that's when a lot of assistants realize, hey, you know, I love assisting. I want to keep growing in the dental assisting field. Some fall in love with dental hygiene. And in order to become a dental hygienist, most programs want you to be an assistant with experience anyways. And, you know, and some dental assistants realize, hey, I like the management aspect of it. And then they grow, become a lead assistant, and then eventually become or go to the office management. So a lot of opportunities to grow.
And Michelle, as the program director, the dental assistant program seems personal to you.
It really is. I tell my students that all the time. I am literally in your face. Like, I'm not just in your face. I'm in your face. Your head is in my lap. My hands are in your mouth. I'm in your face. And so it is a very intimate relationship. You sit with your dentist knee to knee, you know, a patient is truly in your lap and you're working on them. So it really becomes very family oriented with your patients and with your team members that you work with. And so it's a very special experience.
With all the teaching and outside help, this program gives you pretty much no excuse to fail.
Correct. You don't in my class. If you can't come to me and say, hey, Ms. Pease, I missed this. I didn't understand. There's a step I've just confused about. My job is not to dump it at you and let you figure it out. My job is to help you be successful. And so, yeah, there's no reason not to get it.
And Pamela, as we wrap up this show, I'll give you the final word.
I think that having taught at other private colleges, the one thing that I love about working at CHAT is that Chattahoochee encourages the staff to encourage the students. And they really care about the student's success. It's not just about the numbers in the chair, how many students are in the classroom, how much tuition they pay. I mean, they genuinely actually care about the students here. This is going to be a program that someone would be interested in at any age. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've had older students and I've had younger students. But like I said, you have to really want to do this because it is an accelerated program. But they offer tutoring. We offer counseling, anything that students need to try to help them maneuver through the program and make it a little easier. They have all kinds of accommodations for students who need extra help with testing. They might need to test alone. They may need to have someone read a test to them. There's all kinds of accommodations for the students. So that's why I say that CHAT, compared to other schools, they genuinely care about the student's success.
CHAT Tech, the College of Real-World Training, and how communities are stronger and better thanks to the thousands of CHAT Tech graduates in our local workforce. For more information about the dental assisting program at Chattahoochee Tech, visit chattahoocheetech.edu. Thanks for listening to 98.7 CHAT Tech, where 98.7% of our students earn a career.